Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when the world is looking at the aftermath of the Titanic confrontation last night between Ron DeSantis and Gavin Newsom, the governors of Florida and California. Does it mean anything toward the resolution of the presidential race, of the nomination for either party? We will get to that. We'll also get to the House vote this morning. It was a vote that meant that the great pretender, George Santos, won't be around to kick around anymore. He's gone, expelled from the House. He is only the sixth member of the House ever to be expelled by a two-thirds vote of his colleagues. And yes, there were 104 Republicans who voted to get rid of George Santos. We will cover that. We will cover the latest developments as we move toward a really meaningful debate, a debate which Chris Christie may not participate in. He may not be able to participate in because he doesn't have enough support, according to polls, outside of New Hampshire. And then the biggest news of the day, and I think it is incredible news, and it's a kind of news that, as I was digesting it this morning, it literally makes you feel ill. And I'm sorry for any people who are enjoying lunch or a coffee break or anything like that. But it's so enormously important, and it is enormously disturbing. There is a headline in the New York Times, and it's a New York Times investigative reporter's breaking the story, but it is one that has been confirmed now by many sources. It's not made up. It's not some kind of attack against the state of Israel or the Jewish people or anything of the kind. Headline says, Israelis saw plan for Hamas attack over a year ago. Officials brushed off detailed blueprint, concluding it couldn't be done. And the piece is by a very well-known writer and somebody on the left in Israel. But he certainly is a patriotic Israeli. He doesn't want to see terrible things happen to his country. And this is a terrible thing. Israeli officials obtained Hamas's battle plan for the October 7th terror attack more than a year before it happened. Documents, emails, and interviews show. But Israeli military and intelligence officials dismissed the plan as aspirational, considering it too difficult for Hamas to carry out. There is a lesson here that is so profound. It is a life lesson, regardless of what you're engaged in, regardless of who you are or what your challenges may be. If you have an adversary, if you have a rival, if you have an enemy, never underestimate them. That is an incredible mistake, and that mistake was made here, apparently, by the Israeli establishment, going maybe even up to the top. The article in the New York Times says there's no evidence or no indication that Bibi Netanyahu, the prime minister himself, ever saw this material about a potential Hamas attack. The approximately 40-page document, which the Israeli authorities codenamed Jericho Wall, of course, a reference to the Battle of Jericho involving Joshua, which is in the Bible. The approximately 40-page document, which the Israeli authorities codenamed Jericho Wall, outlined point by point exactly the kind of devastating invasion that led to the deaths of about 1,200 people. The translated document described a methodical assault designed to overwhelm the fortifications around the Gaza Strip, take over military Israeli cities, and storm key military bases, including a division headquarters. Hamas followed that blueprint with shocking precision. That's according to the report by Ronan Bergman and Adam Goldman. And the document called for a barrage of rockets at the outset of the attack, drones to knock out the security cameras and automated machine guns along the border, and gunmen to pour into Israel en masse in paragliders, on motorcycles, and on foot, all of which happened on October 7th. This is extraordinary, and it's deeply, deeply disturbing. They say in the New York Times, the document circulated widely among Israeli military and intelligence leaders, but experts determined that an attack of that scale and ambition was beyond Hamas's capabilities, according to documents and officials. It is unclear whether Prime Minister Netanyahu or other top political leaders saw the document as well. Last year, shortly before the document was obtained, officials in the Israeli military's Gaza division, which is responsible for defending the border with Gaza, said that Hamas's intentions were unclear. It is not yet possible to determine whether the plan has been fully accepted and how it will be manifested, read a military assessment reviewed by the Times. But for God's sake, to underestimate your opponent to the extent that they even in this document, 40 pages, talked about a training mission that they knew about where the Hamas killers trained for specifically what they did, which is murdering children, beheading children, grabbing elderly people, taking hostages, and destroying homes, destroying communities. That was all there. That was something that they were training for. And part of what you find when you read this report is one of the reasons that the establishment in Israel didn't believe these warnings that were put forward by an unnamed intelligence agent who was a female. They didn't take those warnings seriously because they thought it would work against Hamas's interest. Hamas had just negotiated a deal with the government of Israel to have about 20,000 workers every day who would cross over from Gaza into Israel. And part of the belief by the people who rejected this report as unrealistic, they would never do it, was the sense that they wouldn't do this to their own people in terms of destroying their livelihoods. And because they had just made this agreement which indicated, well, maybe they can actually work together with Israel. The continued information about this report is chilling. And it raises questions, the same kind of questions that people had after Pearl Harbor, the same kind of questions people had very much so after September 11th. In fact, in the New York Times, they write, the failure to connect the dots echoed another analytical failure more than two decades ago, when the American authorities also had multiple indications that the terrorist group Al-Qaeda was preparing an assault. The September 11th, 2001 attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon were largely a failure of analysis and imagination, a government commission concluded. The Israeli intelligence failure on October 7th is something sounding more and more like our 9/11, said Ted Singer, a recently retired senior CIA official who worked extensively in the Middle East. We will get to more. And so much more to cover. The Newsom-DeSantis debate, the vote against George Santos, and more developments for the future and impacting the future security of this greatest nation. We'll be right back on the MedVet Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVet Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MedVed. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MedVed at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
On the Michael Medved Show, the Jericho Wall. They say in the New York Times that the document known as the Jericho Wall The Jericho Wall document, named for the ancient fortifications in the modern-day West Bank, was even more explicit. It detailed rocket attacks to distract Israeli soldiers and send them hurrying into bunkers, and drones to disable the elaborate security measures along the border fence separating Israel and Gaza. The idea of the Jericho Wall, of course, it's fascinating. It wasn't just an ancient fortification. It's a key element in the biblical story. And I've actually toured those fortifications personally, and you can go down and see them. And one of the fascinating things about them is that the wall, the ancient wall that was destroyed at some point about 1000 B.C., that wall did not fall inward as normally walls do if they are stormed from outside. It fell outward, which would go along with the biblical story that there was some supernatural aspect to it. But even calling this document the Jericho Wall, the idea of that is that the wall comes down. It is helped by some external force. What is this? This is an appalling mess up that I think is going to lead to conspiracy theories that are already generated. And this is very much like the conspiracy theories about 9/11. It's very much like the conspiracy theories about Pearl Harbor. Of course, united the country in terms of the immediate reaction. And so did the horrible events of September 11th. But the idea that this was somehow a plot, that Bibi Netanyahu or someone in Israel wanted this to happen as a means of uniting the country or advancing their own political stock, it's a ridiculous notion. Because this is so much beyond simply a horrible military setback. This has undermined the entire sense of security of the Israeli people. And there's a piece in the Wall Street Journal today, again, very different tenor than the piece in the New York Times about the Jericho Wall. Piece of the Wall Street Journal is about, based on unnamed Israeli sources, how the Israelis plan when they resume combat tomorrow, that they are also going to be resuming a worldwide manhunt. And yes, it is a manhunt. It's not a person hunt. There are no women involved with this at any point. Of the leaders of Hamas who planned this horror and did these unspeakable things, and have announced and reemphasized and shown that they mean it, their determination to destroy the Jewish people. And this is, again, another problem with this mishandling of this intelligence about the Jericho Wall, is the authorities in Israel were too busy negotiating with representatives of Hamas to allow work permits and some cooperation across the border, to take seriously that those people in Hamas were still determined and committed and passionate and serious about their aim, which is to kill Jews and to kill them randomly. And if you get Jews who are double citizens, dual citizens with Russia. There have been three of these hostages who have been dual citizens between Israel and Russia. The Americans who have been released who are dual citizens. Dual citizens are great. Maybe they were even deliberately going after them because that way you impact not only the state of Israel, but you impact other nations that you dislike. Primarily the United States. I don't think they had anything particularly against Thailand, with about 20 of the hostages who've been released being about Thai nationals, but it's just that was a nation that had provided some of the labor force in some of the farming communities that were attacked. And a colonel in the Gaza division apparently was shown this 40-page document talking about Hamas's plans, and it brushed off the concerns of the intelligence agent who put together the report. And this was according to encrypted emails viewed by the New York Times. I utterly refute that the scenario is imaginary, the analyst wrote back in the email exchanges. The Hamas training exercise, she said, fully matched the content of Jericho Wall. It is a plan designed to start a war, she added. It's not just a raid on a village. Officials privately concede that had the military taken these warnings seriously and redirected significant reinforcements to the south where Hamas attacked, Israel could have blunted the attacks or possibly even prevented them. Underpinning all these failures was a single fatally inaccurate belief that Hamas lacked the capability to attack and would not dare to do so. That belief was so ingrained in the Israeli government, officials said, that they disregarded growing evidence to the contrary. This is a very, very serious, and it is a terrible matter. And it is just heartbreaking when you consider what it must mean to some of the families who maybe in some cases are welcoming hostages and some cases mourning people who were killed. And some of the contrast back and forth, they report that the back and forth continued regarding the document, the Jericho Wall, with some colleagues supporting the analyst's original conclusion. Soon, she invoked the lessons of the 1973 war, the Yom Kippur War, in which Syrian and Egyptian armies overran Israeli defenses. Israeli forces regrouped and repelled the invasion, but the intelligence failure has long served as a lesson for Israeli security officials. We already underwent a similar experience 50 years ago on the southern front in connection with a scenario that seemed imaginary, and history may repeat itself if we are not careful. That's what the analyst wrote to her colleagues regarding her warnings about the Jericho Wall. Where is the 7-day pause in fighting right now? Well, it ended early today. Each side blamed the other. How can you not blame Hamas when they are claiming credit, and I put that in quotes, for the shooting of three innocent people waiting for a bus in Jerusalem? We'll be right back on the MedVed Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVed Show.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You USA News Update. Retired Justice Sandra Day O'Connor, who blazed trails as the first woman to sit on the Supreme Court, has died. O'Connor was 93. Today, marking the 68th anniversary of Rosa Parks refusing to move to the back of a bus and give a white man her seat, the Congressional Black Caucus has asked Congress to support a bill that would declare today, Rosa Parks Day, a federal holiday. House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer responded to Hunter Biden's stipulation that he will abide by a congressional subpoena, but only if it's held publicly. Comer told Fox News Digital that he will release all the transcripts publicly after a closed-door meeting with Hunter Biden. Israeli fighter jets struck several targets in the Gaza Strip just minutes after that week-long truce expired this morning. Corey Myers, USA News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Michael Medved show. Today is the right day. The 7-day pause in fighting between Israel and Hamas ended early today. Each side blamed the other. Israel said Hamas had violated the operational pause and, in addition, fired toward Israeli territory, while a Hamas official said talks to extend the pause were thwarted by the Israelis, who had refused an offer to release elderly male hostages and the bodies of three Israeli hostages. Now, what is the deal? Why would they refuse the offer to release elderly male hostages? They want some of the hostages released who are young males. There have been none of the hostages who fit that characterization who have been released by Hamas. In any event, the Washington Post could not immediately verify either claim. Several airstrikes were reported across Gaza on Friday morning. A Washington Post photographer witnessed a strike in Khan Yunis. Sirens blared in Israeli communities near the Gaza border in response to rockets sent from Gaza against Israel. And with all of this going on, this is really a time for people to know the core issues. And that's why I'm beginning a series on our Substack. That's michaelmedved.substack.com. A series of 10 parts about myths, misunderstandings, and lies about the Middle East. The first lie is the most important lie, and the one you hear constantly, constantly repeated, the idea that Israel is existing only because Zionist settlers drove the Palestinians away from their ancient homeland. Is that true, that Israel came into existence because Jewish settlers came in en masse and drove the Palestinians out and moved them? Well, there's proof that that is not true. And, in fact, the opposite happened. Return of Jewish people to our ancient homeland led to an increase in Palestinian population, with more Arabs moving into the area of Israel, not moving out. It's fascinating and important, and you can be part of this series just by subscribing today to our new Substack newsletter, Michael Medved's Context, placing today's big events in the perspective of our past and future. Go to michaelmedved.substack.com and sign up today. By the way, great holiday gift, too. Speaking about this story, this is from the front page, not of the New York Times, which we've been talking about, but the Wall Street Journal. Headline, Israel plans years-long manhunt around the globe to kill militants. Of course, they say militants, they don't say terrorists. They should say terrorists, but that's the idea. And by the way, is Israel the only country to do this? What about the United States of America? Were we wrong to follow up on tracking down Osama bin Laden and tracking him down to that creepy refuge in Pakistan and killing him? Was that the wrong thing for America to do? Of course not. And, yes, it was even President Obama. And he views that as one of his great achievements, that he actually did find Osama bin Laden and take him out of the picture. Israel's intelligence services are preparing to kill Hamas leaders around the world when the nation's war in Gaza winds down, setting the stage for a years-long campaign to hunt down militants responsible for the October 7th massacres, Israeli officials said. With orders from Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's top spy agencies are working on plans to track down Hamas leaders living in Lebanon, Turkey, and Qatar, the small Gulf nation that has allowed the group to run a political office in Doha for a decade. Political office, the group, they're talking about a Hamas office in Doha, Qatar. The assassination campaign would be an extension of Israel's decades-long clandestine operations that have become the subject of both Hollywood legend and worldwide condemnation. But one should also say, also worldwide praise. The movie that they're talking about, Hollywood Legend, is one of my least favorite Steven Spielberg movies. It's a film called Munich. It creates what is entirely wrong about so much of the publicity about this ongoing conflict. What's wrong about it is it puts forward the idea of moral equivalence. Well, there were wrongs on both sides, and what Munich is about is the Olympic slaughter that took place in 1972, where Palestinian terrorists came into the Munich Olympics. That was where the Olympics were. And they killed 11 Israeli Olympic athletes and trainers. Just came in and killed them in order to demand the release of convicted terrorists. And by the way, this is one of those things that is very much talked about in Israel right now, is the whole idea of instituting a death penalty, which they do not have in Israel. There is no death penalty in Israel. The only person ever executed as a legal death penalty was Adolf Eichmann, who was responsible for the death of literally millions of Jews. And even that was controversial in Israel because Israel has been opposed to the death penalty. The result of that is all of these convicted people, even people who have committed multiple murders, are around in Israeli prisons. And part of what they wanted to do by killing people, taking prisoners, and then killing them ultimately at the Olympics was to demand the release of some of those terrorist prisoners who had committed murders in Israel and against Jews and against Israelis. I mean, the entire history is horrible. But there was a determined plan to go after the people who were the masterminds of that Munich Olympics horror and to kill them. And that was mostly successful. There are some questions about whether they may have gotten an inappropriate target at one point in Scandinavia. But, yeah, really in Scandinavia. But that's more complicated. The new plans would mark a second chance for Netanyahu, it says in the Wall Street Journal, who ordered a botched 1997 attempt to poison Hamas leader Khaled Meshaal in Jordan. That was 26 years ago. The well-documented attempt instead led to the release of Hamas's spiritual leader, Sheikh Ahmed Yassin. Doesn't it seem ironic when you talk about a group that exists for the purpose of killing others, not for building anything, but for killing people? And they talk about the spiritual leader of the group? Uh-huh. To the consternation of some Israeli officials who want the latest plans to remain a mystery, which they should, Netanyahu telegraphed his intentions in a nationwide address on November 22nd. I have instructed the Mossad to act against the heads of Hamas wherever they are, he said, referring to Israel's Foreign Intelligence Service. In the same address, Defense Minister Yoav Gallant said Hamas leaders are living on borrowed time. They are marked for death, he said. While Israel typically tries to keep such efforts secret, the nation's leaders have shown few reservations about revealing their intentions to hunt down everyone responsible for the October 7th attack, just like they did to those responsible for the Palestinian terrorist attack that killed 11 Israeli athletes and coaches at the Munich Olympic Games in 1972. There was vandalism right here in the United States against a member of Congress. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II, and yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day. Plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Again, I do like to give good news, and I think there is some good news to share, and we'll get to that. But the pressing breaking news is, a lot of it's very disturbing, and this is very disturbing to me, is a personal friend and someone who's very much a friend of this show is also a congressman here in the state of Washington, and he's been chairman of the House Armed Services Committee, and he's a American patriot, pro-defense, pro-strong America, and pro-sanity, basically, on so many issues. His name is Adam Smith, and you've heard him on this show many times. And he just released the following statement concerning the vandalism against his home in Bellevue, Washington. And the vandalism, of course, regards the conflict in Gaza. Quote, last night my house was vandalized by people advocating for a ceasefire in Israel and Gaza. Okay, just can you think about the depravity in that? The disgusting stupidity, the nonsense, the hatefulness. Here is a Democratic congressman, mainstream Democrat, representing the state of Washington, and people who want a ceasefire in Gaza decide they're going to help to get that ceasefire by attacking his home, where his family lives, where he lives. So you really think that attacking Adam Smith's home is going to, quote, help your cause? The attack, writes Adam Smith, is sadly reflective of the coarsening of the political discourse in our country and is completely unwarranted, unnecessary, and harmful to our political system. Throughout the course of my career, my staff and I have continually met with groups from all parts of the political spectrum, including pro-Palestinian and left-wing activists. And I remain open to meeting with these groups and discussing our differences and where we can come together in a productive and peaceful way. We must engage with politics in this way and reject the rise in political violence that we have witnessed over the past several years. The extremism on both the left and right side of our political spectrum is a threat to a healthy, functioning democracy and has been condoned for far too long. The simple truth is that extremism on both sides is degrading to our political system and must be rooted out for our democracy to be able to persist. He uses the term rooted out. Remember how President Trump said on Veterans Day he's going to root out vermin? That's not what he's talking about, Adam Smith. It's not getting rid of these people. It's getting rid of these attitudes that say that you are justified in going to one of your neighbors. Somebody lives over in Bellevue, Washington. Bellevue is the big city on the other side of Lake Washington from the city of Seattle. And by the way, Bellevue is a relatively safe city. It doesn't have the same plagues of graffiti and homelessness that Seattle does. It's where Adam Smith lives. And the idea that someone would attack his house to try to ensure a victory for Hamas, and make no mistake, a ceasefire is a victory for Hamas. And the fact is, they could have continued this interruption in the fighting and prolonged it if they were willing to give over more hostages in an appropriate way. They weren't. The world is increasingly complicated and full of tough challenges, writes Congressman Adam Smith, that require strong leaders. I am committed to taking on these challenges, and this act of vandalism has only made me more determined to remain in politics to ensure that we resolve our differences in a peaceful way that truly reflects representative democracy. Okay, good statement. A terrible event. Terrible event. And just so profoundly wrong. And this, by the way, taking place not far away, it made national headlines from the people who attacked and painted hateful slogans on a synagogue not that far from where this attack on Adam Smith's home was. That was a synagogue called Herzl Ner Tamid. And again, the fact that we're coming to this kind of thing here in the United States, it's appalling. Simply appalling. It's also sad today, Sandra Day O'Connor, the first woman ever appointed to the Supreme Court, she was keeping a campaign promise that had been made by President Reagan, who had promised that he would appoint the first female justice to the Supreme Court. And it's interesting because President Reagan was not an advocate of pro-abortion, even though he had signed a abortion legalization when he was governor of California. President Reagan was outspokenly pro-life, but he gets very little credit from people on the left for appointing Sandra Day O'Connor, which he did. Meanwhile, there is more about the expulsion, I almost said expansion, but I don't think he's expanding particularly, he's being expelled, of George Santos. There was an announcement that was made today when the final vote occurred over his expulsion, and Speaker Mike Johnson, who did not support the expulsion, but he let the vote go forward. He had no choice under House rules. Speaker Mike Johnson, Republican, read the final vote and made the announcement. This is clip 10.
This vote, the yeas are 311, the nays are 114, with two recorded as present. Two-thirds voting in the affirmative, the resolution is adopted, and a motion to reconsider is laid upon the table. The clerk will notify the governor of the state of New York of the action of the House. Under Clause 5D of Rule 20, the chair announces to the House that in light of the expulsion of the gentleman from New York, Mr. Santos, the whole number of the House is now 434.
Okay, what he's saying here, of course, by announcing this to Governor Kathy Hochul of New York, she has to schedule a special election. And because George Santos is George Santos, there already have been over 10 people who have announced their candidacy to take his seat. And the special election will be scheduled, will be announced. The Democrats are highly favored to capture that seat because they have running for it a guy who had held it for many terms before named Tom Suozzi. He had run for governor, didn't make it, lost in the primary, so now he's trying to make a comeback. The Democrats, though, have a whole bunch of candidates. If the Republicans can unite behind one candidate to replace George Santos, they may well be able to hold the swing seat. It's a district that Joe Biden carried in 2020. Coming up on the Medved Show, we'll talk a little bit about the meaning of what happened with the expulsion of George Santos today, and the meaning, if any, of the big debate last night and the big debate coming next week in the Republican side of things. Does Trump do the right thing by holding himself outside these debates? Have they become a useless distraction? We'll talk about this with Dana Milbank of the Washington Post, op-ed columnist, author of three actually hilarious books, one of which is called Homo Politicus. And then the he has a new book coming out called The Destructionists, and it's supposed to be a history of some of the modern problems of the Republican Party. We will get to that with Dana Milbank. Later on, we'll be talking to Chris Saliza, another longtime political reporter, Chris Saliza for CNN. That and much more, plus the latest developments on the Middle East, all coming up in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.